This practice is building openness and stillness, and you're listening to Julie Harris of Riverbend Coaching. This practice is a very simple version of a yoga pose called Reclining Bound Angle Pose, or Supta Baddha Konasana. This posture helps you to cultivate a willingness to be open to new ideas, emotions, and sensations, and is a great practice to try if you feel stuck, unsupported, or want to provide yourself with a bit of space to rest and restore your body and mind. If you practice it 5 to 7 times a week for 3 to 5 minutes, you will start to build a physical awareness of stillness and openness that you can sense into any time you want to remind yourself of your capacity for spaciousness. To prepare for this pose, you'll need at least 2 props to support your knees. These props can be yoga blocks or regular blankets, towels, or pillows. You may need more than 1 prop under each knee, depending on the openness of your inner thighs and outer hips. Wear clothing that allows you to breathe freely. Although this is a simple pose that can be performed at most levels of fitness, you are the best judge of whether this pose is good for you. Be sure to consult with your physician if you have any concerns, particularly if you have any back, knee, or hip injuries. Here's how to do it. Find a place with a comfortable floor where you can be undisturbed. Have your props nearby on either side of your body. Lie on your back and bend your knees, placing the soles of your feet on the floor and connecting the inner edge of your legs at your feet, knees, and thighs. Then allow your knees to open out to each side and bring the soles of your feet together to touch one another. Place the props underneath your knees so that you can totally relax your legs in this pose. If you have less flexible hips, you may need more pillows or blankets. If your hips are more flexible, 1 block or pillow may be fine. The important thing is to be comfortable, so use as many props as you need. Once your legs are in place, lengthen your arms down at your side, palms facing up. Make any adjustments so that your body is comfortable. Once you are comfortable, sense all the points on the back of your body where you meet the floor or the props. Notice the outer edges of your feet, the outside edges of your knees, the weight of your pelvis in connection with the floor, your upper back and shoulders, the backs of your arms and palms, the back of your skull. Allow yourself to make contact with these points and feel how solidly you are connected to the floor. Then relax all muscular effort and allow yourself to be completely supported by the floor and the props. Next, turn your attention to your breath moving in the front of your body. Notice wherever the breath is most present for you. It may be at your belly, at the sides of your rib cage, your nostrils, or somewhere else. Allow yourself to follow your breath as it moves in and out of your body at whichever point you find it. Know that there is nothing to do now but breathe and be supported by the floor. If you don't spend much time relaxing in this way, this may be an unfamiliar sensation. You may be tempted to move, you may feel impatient, or you may feel distracted. It's okay to feel those things. Simply note any feelings or sensations that arise and come back to noticing your breath. Over time, you will become more comfortable with the openness and stillness of this pose. Start by spending 1 to 3 minutes in the pose and work your way up to 3 to 5 minutes. When you're ready to come out of the pose, take your hands to the outside of your thighs and use your hands to help push your thighs back together in the way that you started with the soles of your feet on the ground. Hug your knees into your chest and roll to your right side. Slowly push yourself up to a seated position and take a few moments to pause and notice the effect of your practice.